to our liturgical moment, and I wanted to talk a little bit today about the church year and how it works, because as you might have noticed, that today we are celebrating one of the five really big holidays in the church year. So if you think about how the church year goes, we start with Advent. We did that over at the beginning of December this year, and that's the build-up to Christmas, right? And so then we've got Christmas, which is probably the second most important holiday in the church year. And then we've got the 12 days of Christmas. I'm sure we all remember the psalm, right? The day after the 12th day of Christmas is January 6th, which is way more important than any sort of political nonsense because it's Epiphany. And so it is a celebration of that our Lord didn't just come for the Jews, but he came for the Gentiles as well. And so that's going to be kind of what we're focusing on today. This is where we hear the story of the wise men coming and bringing their gifts to Jesus. And again, that's going to be kind of our focus today. And then now, this season is going to go through, and we're going to go through until we get to Lent. And Lent technically starts with Ash Wednesday. And then from Ash Wednesday, we got the 40 days all the way until we get to Palm Sunday. And then we kind of can consider Holy Week one big holiday, because you've got Palm Sunday all the way through Easter. And then after that, we've got the Ascension, which is 40 days later. And then you got Pentecost, which is 50 days after Easter. And we'll talk about those more when we get to them. After Pentecost, then we get into kind of just the normal time of the church year. That's where we get the green that usually comes up. We're going to have green a little bit here, I think, for Epiphany. We actually have a lot of festivals that land on Sundays, though, so I'm not sure about that. But like I said, I just kind of wanted to give a brief idea of how the church year actually works when we do that. And why, then, even though it's not technically January 6th anymore, we are still celebrating Epiphany because it's an important holiday for the church, and so that's why we have it, and we move it to whatever the nearest Sunday is, so that we can celebrate it.